844 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aradith, Tyler Gomnick is here. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning. Happy Columbus Day!
Yes!
Woohoo! Get your ships out and sail them or something. We'll do I don't know what you do.
The ship bar crawl or something.
Look for a new world somewhere in town.
Yeah, just claim it as our own.
Right. Well, there's an event coming this Friday to Silas Willard School. Joining us to talk more about it, she is a pediatric wellness specialist at OSF Healthcare. Hannah Landis joins us this morning. Hannah, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So Project Fit America. Let's talk about first, what is this all about? What is Project Fit America?
Yeah, so Project Fit America is a national nonprofit organization that's focused on bringing fitness into education. It's actually something that OSF Healthcare in Bloomington has partnered with the organization before. So when I was starting in this pediatric wellness specialist role, it was something I was really interested in bringing to Galesburg. Not only is it really focusing on bringing that fitness into the classroom, but it's focused on increasing confidence in kids as well, really empowering them to make healthy behavior decisions, and then focusing on self-improvement rather than really competition with peers. So we actually had our in-service day this past Friday, and working with the kids, it was really interesting to see how they were so focused on improving themselves as the day went on versus really competing with each other.
Yeah, you know, that's something that's always been interesting. I've said this for a long time growing up, and you probably went through the same thing, is that PE class in grade school was more, you were playing, whether it was kickball or soccer or basketball, whatever, you know, and to me, it's like, yeah, right, those things are set aside. You can play those sports and do that if you're so inclined, but to me, it should just be some sort of exercise class, and that's kind of, it sounds like what this is bringing. Is that right?
Yes, I think so. And the other thing that I thought was so great about it and watching on Friday is, I mean, we all know that there's those younger children who are just naturally inclined athletes. So it's fun to see them excel in these types of opportunities as well. But what was really empowering to me and exciting to me was seeing the kids who might not be the first one to get picked on the soccer team or something like that get involved as well and really focus on that fitness component also.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the other thing with it as well, that, yeah, everybody, and you just kind of be able to work at your own level, I guess, is
yes.
Part of it, too. So does this all involve, is there talk of nutrition on top of that as well, or is it more just about the exercise side of it?
So this program itself is more on the exercise side of it, but my work with OSF Healthcare is really focused on healthy behaviors. So there we're looking a lot at physical activity as well as nutrition.
Yeah, absolutely. Hannah Landis is a pediatric wellness specialist with OSF Healthcare, and this Friday at Silas Willard Elementary School, gonna bring Project Fit America. So what exactly, what will you be doing? Is there equipment involved, or what will be happening at Silas?
So Project Fit America itself, there is an outdoor fitness component. So if you drive by Silas Willard right now, you'll see our Fit Pit outside. That is comprised of 6 different stations that focus on different areas of fitness. So upper body, lower body, core strength, cardiovascular fitness, that's all included there. But the Project Fit America program also has indoor fitness equipment as well. And there's a number of different games that are taught to the PE teacher so that they can utilize in their outstanding curriculum also. So the fitness piece itself, it does have equipment, but there's also teacher training with the curriculum.
Okay. So is this funded? Does the hospital fund this, or?
So the Klein Pediatric Wellness Center was created back in 2017. So OSF Healthcare Klein Pediatric Wellness Center, our vision is to provide opportunities for all children and families to live healthy and be well. So the project itself was entirely donor funded through the Klein Pediatric Wellness Center.
So this is equipment that's permanent. Is that right?
It is permanent. Yes.
Yeah. So
there's 2 years of teacher training that goes along with the curriculum through Project Fit America, but the equipment itself is permanent and will stay with the school.
So how did this all get installed?
So I have to give a huge shout out to Tom Simpkins.
He's not busy at all. He has nothing else to do. He can install equipment.
Exactly. The equipment was delivered this summer, and we were trying to figure out how we were going to get it into the ground. A call was made to Tom Simpkins, and as you know, he's going to step up to help out in the community. I'm incredibly grateful for what he did. He got together a group of about 20 volunteers. They excavated the area. They dug holes, poured concrete, installed the equipment, like spread mulch. They did everything. So we're so grateful for the work that they did.
Yeah, so it's an opportunity. I mean, this equipment's going to be there from here on out, so the kids that, you know, want to participate and do these things can continue to do it, and in PE classes as well. So this is a really cool thing that's happening at Silas Willard. So is there plans for expansion? I'm sure they've done it in other communities as well.
Yes. So we got the idea, again, from Bloomington. OSF Healthcare had brought it to a couple of schools in the Bloomington Normal community. So that's kind of where it came to us. I would love to see this in more schools within my region. So I'm responsible for Knox, Henry, and Warren counties. We're really doing Silas Willard as our pilot school right now to see how the year goes. But after we have some data and just an understanding from the PE teacher on his experience with it, we'll really look at expanding it if possible.
Well, I guess a lot of this all kind of got started with, you know, the childhood obesity, and things have changed. And
absolutely,
obviously the way we eat, and a lot of places have done away with PE and things like that. So that kind of started it. So will it be a case where they'll kind of be keeping track of child wellness and that type of thing throughout this? Or?
So I've spoke with the PE teacher, and we're looking at doing some pre- and post-testing metrics with the children's fitness levels and how they utilize the different equipment. For example, there's a sit-up station. So at the beginning of the school year, how many sit-ups can you do versus the end? Childhood obesity and the health issues that go along with that, as we know, has greatly increased over the years. So being able to have this equipment at the school where all children are able to access it is really exciting, and we're hoping that we're able to measure just some change there as well.
I don't know about you, Tyler, but the more pizza or hot wings at the top of the sit-up, the more sit-ups I'll be able to do.
Well, we can dangle that carrot if you need us to.
Dude, the carrot's not going to do any good. I won't
well,
lean up.
Yeah.
That's why I said pizza and hot wings.
There you go, a slice. We'll use a slice.
No, but that's not what they're going to be doing with the kids. It's all healthy. It's about the exercise and fitness. Hannah Landis is a pediatric wellness specialist at OSF Healthcare. And, again, this is a really, really cool thing, Project Fit America. And so what exactly is going to be going on this Friday at Silas?
So this Friday is our kickoff event. We are going to have some of the students who participated in the in-service training this past Friday do some demos. And we'll also just have a couple speakers from OSF and the school district, as well as Mayor Schwartzman's going to be there. We're just going to talk about the program a little bit and what it really is going to offer to the students and let them show us what they learned. So we're really excited to be able to share that with the community afterwards.
Yeah. Well, and of course, for security reasons, you can't just show up and walk into school onto the school grounds. So it'll be the students and teachers and everything, and like you said, the mayor and you guys from OSF as well. So that'll be happening again this Friday. What time of day are you doing this?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. Well, sounds like it'll be a really, really cool thing.
Yes.
So and hopefully again you get to expand, and with this being kind of the pilot program here, any thoughts on what you would like? I'm sure what you would like to do, but probably not necessarily any plans in the work at this point for expansion or.
I would love to see it. So it's developed to be an elementary middle school. So I would love to see it at all of the elementary and middle schools that I work with, if possible. I know that's a pretty hefty goal. So really just seeing how this year goes and maybe expanding it to another elementary in the next couple of years would be a really great start for us.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great plan as well. Project Fit America, again. They've got the equipment all set up at Silas Willard, and this is a really, really cool thing and a great idea. I've been saying this, Tyler. I've been saying it shouldn't be games in PE class. It should be exercise.
Yeah,
that's what it should be.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
You're onto something.
They must have heard me talking. Hannah Landis, pediatric wellness specialist, OSF Healthcare. By the way, Hannah is a graduate of University of Illinois. So, and also family members. Pretty good Saturday, wasn't it?
I take it
you were there.
It was. I was not. My family was.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You missed out? Oh, my gosh.
My husband's an Iowa fan, though. So it's been.
Well, even better then, right?
Exactly.
How does he get along with the rest of your family?
You know, it's tough. There's been a good rivalry, though. We've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't happen often enough now, though.
But yeah.
Well, you got the upper hand now. That's a good thing. That's
yes.
good. Well, anything else we need to know, Hannah?
I just want to reiterate how crucial and important some of the people who have participated in this project have been to the success of it. Like I said, the funding was entirely given by donors, and the labor was all volunteered as well. So the people like Mark and Jeanette Klein, who've really believed in this work from the beginning and created the Klein Pediatric Wellness Center, this would not be possible without them. And Tom Simpkins and his crew that put it in the ground, it would not be available to our students this school year had they not stepped up and done that for us. So we are so grateful to the work of all the volunteers and donors. And we really just look forward to seeing what this work can do in the future.
Absolutely. Hannah, thank you so much and best of luck moving forward with this.
Thank you so much.